encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Britt Young. He is one of the pastors at Christ Temple Church. He is actually the middle school pastor there, and they are planning to have a fundraiser 5K coming up pretty soon. Britt, thanks for joining me. Can you tell me a little bit about this 5K?
Absolutely. We have a 5K coming up, and it's actually called Run Walk with the Yeti, the 5K, and it's April 13th at 9 a.m. The race actually starts at 9 a.m. at Barbersville Park. And all the proceeds and everything are actually going to sponsor and help fund a youth camp that we do every year.
Cool. So where did the name Run Walk with a Yeti come from?
So we were actually just trying to come up with something kind of catchy. And it was several months ago in the winter, and it was cold. And we were just trying to come up with something, you know, weird that would, I don't know, stick in people's minds. And that's actually what we came up with, was just the Yeti. And, you know, a lot of people do the Yeti cooler thing, and we kind of wanted to just do a spin on that.
Okay, so you're going to run and walk with a cooler?
So it's actually, we're not actually doing a cooler. So it's the funny thing is we actually thought about doing the cooler thing, and then we thought, wouldn't it be funny if we actually had a Yeti? So somebody in a costume out there. So we found a really good Yeti costume. So actually, we're going to be entertained a little bit with the Yeti. So as the folks are running, walking, whatever they're going to do, there'll be every once in a while they'll come and they'll be able to see the Yeti out in the field doing something silly. And of course, then at the start and the finish line, they'll be able to do pictures with the Yeti and all that fun stuff.
Cool.
And so it's actually a Yeti costume.
That's really cool. So you said that this is going to go towards the youth summer camp. Tell me about the camp that you're raising money for.
So the camp that we're hosting, we do it every year, and we've been doing it for quite a few years. But we always seem to something different. But this year, you know, we're really building it around team building. But, you know, we usually will run around 100 and some teams every year. And, you know, we really want to give them something that's exciting. It's really fun, kind of draws them closer together, but it's really all centered around Christ.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Is this open to just the kids who go to Christ Temple Church, or is this open to other people as well?
So the camp is open to anybody that wants to participate. So if they're from middle school to 12th grade, anybody can participate. And, you know, one of the things that we've started looking at is the price of everything is going up. I mean, and it's evident, gas, groceries, everything. And this year we were really trying to come up with a way to bring the cost down for some people. And, you know, that maybe just give a little hope that, you know, things are kind of trying to be normal. And, you know, with the food costs and everything at the camp, we're really trying to raise funds. And it also helps students, maybe their parents aren't in the best financial place or something like that. You know, it also helps sponsor to get them to the camp. So if a student can't afford it, you know, we're trying to offset that so that everybody can participate. Our goal is to never tell a student that they can't come because of financial reasons.
Excellent. And Britt, if you could give us some more details, what's the name of the camp and where is it located?
So this year we're doing it at Camp Caesar. That's in Webster County. I believe it's around Cowan. And we actually, it's just, we just call it camp. We call it youth camp. We've never really named it with anything because we change it every year. So this year we're kind of theming it around the Hunger Games, if you remember the Hunger Games movie. Mm-hmm. Recently we had one come out, so we thought, wouldn't it be really cool to have all the kids just kind of competing in that kind of atmosphere against each other. It's fun. They'll have a great time.
Yeah. So is it like a week-long program that you guys will put on?
So it is a week-long program. It'll start Monday. The kids normally arrive at the church around 5 p.m. on Monday, June the 3rd, and it runs through to the 8th. And we bus all of the kids there. We bus them all back. You know, all food, everything's covered. The only thing that we ask is they bring the things that make them comfortable.
Okay. Can you talk for just a minute about why camp is a good thing for young people to be a part of?
Absolutely. So, you know, I really kind of look at how everything's going in the world and everything, and I think that it's an amazing thing. It allows the kids to get away from all of the things that distract them, and we're able to get them into an environment where they can really focus on what God's trying to do in their life. And, you know, it's just really, the world is full of distractions anymore. Social media, all that stuff. We're trying to get them away from that, get them out of their comfort zone, and hopefully allow the Lord to open their eyes to what He's trying to do with them and for them. And so we, what better way than to get them into an environment where, you know, they can really focus on that. You know, it's so important nowadays where the world is trying to control everything that they're doing. So why not get them out of that and get them into more of a Christ-centered area where they can have a lot of fun with a lot of people, but yet still be centered around Christ. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if somebody wants to learn more about camp and sending their young people to camp, how can they find out more about that?
So we actually have it on our Facebook accounts and social media accounts. You can actually go on there. We have it on Inside Out. That is our high school. It's Inside Out. And then our middle school ministry is Bridges Middle School Ministry. They can look it up on Facebook. It's on our church at CTCWV.
And if somebody wants to find out more about the 5K, if they want to participate, if they want to support you guys in some way, what should they do?
So that's a great, great question. So we are actually hosting the event through Tri-State Racers. That's tristateracer.com. And you can go on there and pull up the calendar, go to the date, and you'll find us at the Run Walk with the Yeti. So that'll help you out with that. And we always are looking for sponsors for businesses. We're always looking for people that are just willing, that maybe this has touched them and they want to be a part of it, and they can't run or walk, and they can absolutely make a donation. We have a 5K Facebook page set up at Run Walk with the Yeti. And so you can find it there as well. So there's opportunities to give and sponsor. And we're actually always looking to partner with anybody that wants to partner with us.
That's great. Well, this has been our Community Matters interview. Today I've been talking with Britt Young. He's the middle school pastor at Christ Temple Church in Huntington, West Virginia. Again, if you want to find out more about this 5K that they're putting on April the 13th, go to tristateracers.com and search for the Run Walk with the Yeti. If you want to find out more about the church or the camp or anything like that, you can find that on their Facebook pages, or you can also visit their website, ctcwv.com. If you missed any portion of this interview, you can always hear the long form on our website, walkfm.org. If you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless our community, I would love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on the Community Matters interview. Until next time, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.